and Troy. Parshas Chukas.
I'd like to discuss this morning a few important halachas in Hilchos Tzitzis. I know it's not Parshas Shlach Lecha anymore, and it's not Parshas Korach anymore. We're up to Chukas, but everybody's learned Shlach Lecha and Korach, so they've all been through Tzitzis, now you can learn the halachas. Now, one of the most interesting things we all know that we'll make on our tzitzis, we'll make 5 knots. Now, what is a makor to make 5 knots on our tzitzis? I would have thought it's a Gemara, it's a Mishnah. And you know, it's not a Gemara, it's not a Mishnah, it's not a Braisa, it's a Rashi in Chumash. The first makor to make 5 knots on 5 kshorim on your tzitzis is a Rashi in Chumash. Rashi, the end of Parsha Shlach Lecha, Rashi says, a tzitzis is how to remind you of 600 Tariyat mitzvahs, because tzitzis is gematria 600. Yeah, the Rishonim ask, as you never find tzitzis in the Torah Mole, it's only got one yud, so it's only gematria 590. Yeah, so the tool brings down a teretz. The Ramban asks the Kasha, the Tur asks the Kasha, and they say, because one time it says, the Lamed, so that's the 30, so you make it be 600. Now, where does the 13 get? The 13 is, it's 8 chutim, and there's 5 knots. And that is a makor in halacha, that Tosfos and the Rishonim bring down, that a makor to make 5 kshorim comes from a Rashi and Chumash. So Rashi and Chumash not only a Pirush Rashi, it's halacha lemaisa, 5 kshorim. Now, how do we get to 5 kshorim? Why five kshorim? So the answer some Rishonim say that Bizman there was Techeles, how did these tzitzis look like when we had Techeles? Bizmanenu we don't have Techeles anymore. Bizman Chazal we had Techeles. How did our tzitzis look like? How did the kriches look like? So it looked like this. We'll call it the first chulia. Yeah, the chulia is the first, the section, yeah. So the first section was made out of lavan. The second one was tcheles. The next one was lavan. And it carried on, lavan, tcheles, lavan. So in other words, you've got 7, Bizman Chazal, Bizman when they had Cheles, and made 7 Kriche, that's made 7 Chulias. The 7 Chulias were connected to Shiva Rekiyim. And so how many of them were made out of Lavan? There's 4 made out of Lavan. There were 3 made out of Cheles, 4 made out of Lavan. So now that we haven't got Techeles anymore, so we're down to the four, and that's why we've got 5 kshorim on the four chulias of lava.
So that's a machlokes rishonim.
This man they had when they had cheles. How did they make a chulia of lavan and then make a kesher, and then a chulia of cheles, and then they made the kesher, and then a chulia of lavan, and then they made the kesher. So if you work like that. So they're going to have 6 chuliyot and 7 kshorim. So Rashi and Chumash still doesn't work out. Yeah, Rashi and Chumash, Rashi will get to 600. Rashi will get to 615 mitzvahs. Yeah, we've only got 613 mitzvahs. So the Rishonim say that in the first every chulia there was lavan and tcheles. I mean, the first part of the chulia was made out of lavan. The second part of the chulia was made out of tcheles. The second chulia, the first part was made out of tcheles. The second part, lavan.
Blue, white.
Yeah, so it was nicely. This is the chulia.
Yeah, the whole round.
Each section is the chulia. There's krichas in the chulia. There's krichas. You're going round and round, and each section is called a chulia.
You said there was a section of
tcheles.
I mean,
the krichas
around it.
Yeah. Oh, so bisman chazal. This section was divided in half.
Blue and white.
This chulia, the first part of this section, let's say, was blue, was tcheles. The second part of the section was white. And they used to tuck in the chutcha tcheles, they shouldn't get undone, in between the krichas, and that's how. It wasn't a knot, it was that loop which we went in.
I still don't understand how many they make. 7, 8, 11, 13, did they do that?
No, that's already Apia Rizal, that. They took the only made three. Apia Gemara, all you have to do is go around three times.
So how do they make? One and two group.
One, two, three. Lavan. And then one, two, three, tails. That's what.
Six in each one.
Six in each one. Yeah, they were equal. Each chulia was equal.
Was each stretch half white, half blue?
That's like flag.
That's Shitta Rambam. Shitta Rambam was there were seven threads of lavan and one thread of tcheles. That's Shitta Rambam. The other Rishonim argue on the Rambam, and they hold that two whole threads, like in other words, four threads were tcheles and four threads were lavan. The white. That's the other Rishon. So now, how long do sixes have to be? We all know centimeters, yeah? Dor Chaimov, Dor Chazanish. But how long, al Pidina, the Gemara, how long do sixes have to be?
You're talking about the actual sixes.
The actual sixes, yeah? From now, where does the actual sixes start?
After the knot.
The actual sixes start from the first knot. From the first knot, that's where the size of the sitzes start. You start measuring the sitzes from the first knot and until the very end. Now, how big do the sitzes have to be?
So,
how much?
30 centimeters.
That's already very over the top. No, nobody's got such a big shear. No, even the Chaznishan got such a big shear. So there's three shittas in Rishonim. There's one shitta is that all it has to be dalet etzpois. The whole sitzes from beginning to the end has to be dalet etzpois. Now if we take it to Chazon Ish, according to the Chazon Ish, it's 9.6 centimeters. That means from the beginning of the sitzes to the end of the sitzes, all it has to be is 9.6 centimeters. According to Reb Chaim Noah, it has to be 8 centimeters. So from the beginning of the sitzes to the end, all has to be 8 centimeters.
So what have you got left after all the krichas?
Right. We'll come to that. So that's shittas harosh. The Rosh holds that all the sitzes have to be only dalet goydlim 9.6 centimeters. Rashi holds that all they have to be is six goydlim, So that's so well, a 6 goitlim is another 9.6 plus 4.8 according to the Chazon Ish, is gets you to how much?
13.2.
14.4. Right. Yeah. 14.4. That's according to Rashi. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam holds that the actual there's two chalokim to sitzis. There's one chelik to sitzis called gedil. Yeah, gedil. That means it's been woven. I mean, it's not woven. It's been tied together. That's called gedil. And there's another chelik of the sitzis which is called onof. That means it's loose. So he says that the actual gedil, that means the part where it's knotted, that has to be 4 goidlin, that has to be 9.6 centimeters, and the rest has to be another 8 etzpos, 8 goidlin, which that, how much was 8 etzpos, 9.6 is 19.2. So this has to be 19.2, the on-off. The blue strings have to be 19.2 centimeters, and this has to be 9. The actual gedil has to be 9.6 centimeters.
4
goitlin. Yeah.
Or is the tzitzis a double to the?
The gedil has to be a shlish, a third. Yeah, right. The gedil has to be a third of the loose chelik.
However big you make it, has to be a shlish.
However big you make the tzitzis. If you make the tzitzis chveis of the line with the dollars, so you'll have to make sure that the gedil, the actual tight part, has to be a third of the tzitzis.
At least a third.
Now you're getting to important shayla. So there has to be at least a third. Is there a maximum or is there a minimum? What is this? What is the third? Now, so if you have a look. Before we get to that shayla, we just have to know how big the sitzis have to be, lemaisa. Do we paskin dalad goidlin, or do we paskin yud base goidlin? Do they have to be 9.6, or do they have to be
28?
8.8.
So that my 30 was not far out, was it?
It's not far out. That's what I just said. It's just a bit over the top. So the Mechaber brings down two shittas. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch brings down two shittas. It brings down the shitta of Dal Goidlin, and it brings down the shitta of Yud Beis Goidlin. Usually the klal in Mechaber is, if he first brings down the first shitta Bestoma, and the second shitta he brings down as a Vayesh Omrim, then he passes in the first shitta, and you don't paskin the second shitta. That's the usual klal in the Mechaber. So now the Mechaber brought down how big have the sitters be, dalad goidlin, v'yesh oimrim, yud base goidlin. So we should paskin dalad goidlin, and all our sitters have to be is 9.6 centimeters. Including, will be 9.6 centimeters. But before you cut them, the Mechaber says, "V'chein noyagim." That the minig is to make sitzes of yud beis goydlin. So the shaila is, how far does this minig go? Is a minig al-chatchila? That's how your sitzes should be, or is a minig? The minig means I can't make a bracha on the sitzes without it. So the Meisa, the Mishabrura, he leaves it b'tzorich ian. And he's noted that you can't make a bracha on sitzes unless you've got sitzes which are yud base etzpos. That means from the first knot to the end of the sitzes, it has to be, how much is it, 28.8 centimeters according to the Chazon Ish. But according to Reb Chaim Noah, according to the Chaim Noah, if it's 24, then it'll be okay. And the Meiser, there is a mokum in the Hokel here, because the Chazon Ish holds that even if they're not Yud Beis Goydlim, you can still make a brach on it. He argues on the Mishbura. So Mamela, so here, you might be able to be Soymach on Reb Chaim Noah and have sitzes of 24 centimeters. So now that going back to the previous Shaila. Now, we have the Shaila here that the sitzes have to be made out of a shlish gedil, a third of it has to be knotted, and two thirds of it have to be loose. Now, is this shear of a shlish is a maximum? Is it a minimum? What is this halacha? So, learning Ramah, from the Ramah is mashma that it is the shlish is a minimum. That means, whatever size you're going to make your sixes, you have to make sure that you've got a shlish gedil. You have to make sure that you've got a shlish gedil and two shlishim onos. That means a third of it has to be made out of knots and the two thirds of it have to be loose. That's the mashmas of the Ramah. Because the Ramah says in Simen Yudalev Tzif Dalet, Hagor vim osoy oruch yoysim edai, if you made your sitzes longer than needed, yochel katzroi, you can make them shorter. The aim bezeh mishum taser v'loy min osu. There's no psul here of taser v'loy min osu. Now, if the work kosher lechol adeyah is a new problem with having long sitzes, what is the problem of making your sitzes shorter? Why should there be a problem of Tasa Veleminosu? They were totally kosher. So the Mishbrura brings down a Malbim. The Malbim wrote a Sefer on Hilchus. He started writing a Sefer on Oyachayim, and he reached till Simon Chofhei. And by Simon Chofhei, he realized that the Doyen needs something else. The Doyen needs a parish on Tanakh from the Malbim, better than a parish on Shulchan Aruch. So Mamela, he stopped writing on Shulchan Aruch and he started writing his parish on Tanakh. So some Gedolim came to him and told the Malbim then to stop, that we need a parish on Shulchan Aruch. So the Malbim told them, somebody else can write the parish on Shulchan Aruch, but I don't think anybody else can write the parish on Tanakh that I'm going to write. That's what he told them. So they said, no, let's try. Let's try. So these Gedolim, they started writing a parish on Tanakh. It didn't work. So the Malbim said, the Doyen needs a parish on Tanakh, and that's what I'm going to write. The parish on Shulchan Aruch, somebody else can write. And along came the Mishbura many years later, I think about 50 years later, and he wrote the parish on Shulchan Aruch. But the Meisa, till Simon Chofhei, we've got a Malbim on Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, Sefer Atz Zachayim, with a Malbim on Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishbura Mamish, till Simon Chofhei, the Mishbura goes, Kmat, it's all, he brings down Atz Zachayim, or he brings down a Prima Godin. It's Mamish, he goes, a lot of the things that are stated in Mishbura are quotes from the Sefer Atz Zachayim. So here the Atz Chaim is Mazbir. The Atz Chaim says, why, what's the Shaila, if you got sixes longer than necessary, that there should be a Shaila of Tasav Lo Minosu, there is a Shaila of Tasav Lo Minosu, what should be the Shaila? Because so the Malbim explains, because if it's longer than necessary, so then what's going to happen? You're going to have, let's say these sixes are 40 centimeters. So then, if these sits are 40 centimeters, so this is 9 centimeters, let's say, yeah, 9.6 centimeters, let's say this is. And this is another 30 centimeters. So Mela, I haven't got a shlish gedil. If I haven't got a shlish gedil, so then maybe the shayla, maybe my sits are possible. So zok the Ramah, Elechanama is not the chathchila dikat sitzes, but they aren't possible. So if they're not possible, there's no psul of pasav aleman osu. But in other words, they're saying such sixes which you haven't got, a third of it is made is gedil. Let's say 10 centimeters is the knots, and 30 centimeters is loose. is the chatchila. It's not kosher. And the Ramah in the end of Siman Yud Aleph, he spells it out even more. And the Ramah says, "V'imherich hatzitzis." And if you made your tzitzis longer, yireh, you should make sure sheshlishiso yireh gedil, that a third of it has to be made out of knots, ubeis chalokim onof, and two parts of it have to be loose. Yeah? Yeah, you can all check your tzitzis. Now,
possible.
No. How do you know that without Tcheles, you're Makai? I would more have got Roshet. More have Roshet. I've Tcheles in Makai. There's a lot of Makai with Tcheles.
I said it's only Lachat Tcheles. But the Eved, you can still make a Brokker on that.
Yeah, the Eved, but we're talking about a mitzvah you're doing every day. Yeah, like the Rashiva used to say. Yeah? What kind of Gan Eden do you want? Do you want a Lachat Tcheles Gan Eden or the Eved Gan Eden? So we're doing a mitzvah every day. We might do a mitzvah lechatchila, nishkan b'dievadik gan edens. So now the Mishabura is very sharp. Is very sharp about this shaila. The Mishabura says Sunday erev Shabbos. It's just before Shabbos. Oh, he realizes I haven't made my tzitzis. So he quickly makes the deraisa. Midraisa, all you need is midraisa, is one knot,
one double knot,
and one chulia. Yeah, one chulia, which means one section which is with three krichas, that means you've gone round it three times. That's what you need midraisa.
Now, you'll need another double knot to keep that in place.
Oh, right. Now, the machlokes rishonim, now Tosis brings down two lishonis in Rashi. The Gemara says Kesher Elyon Deraisa. The top knot is a Deraisa, all the other Kshorim are a Drabonon. So what does Kesher Elyon Deraisa mean? So I was understood, first knot, that's a Deraisa. Most Rishonim say Kesher Elyon Deraisa means the first knot after the first Chulia. Because if you don't have a knot after the first Chulia will never stay in place. So the Kesher Elyon Me'ikar, the Roif Poskim, that's Me'ikar Adin with Paskim, that Kesher Elyon Deraisa means the first knot after the first Chulia. There is a Shoinim which say, there's one Loshon in Rashi which says, the first knot is a Deraisa. So the Maisa, we're Machne to make both knots. That means Erev Shabbos, if you haven't got time, you're allowed to make stitches just with one chulia. That means I make two knots, the first knot and the second knot, and that's all you need to do Erev Shabbos. Sorry?
You can use the talus, yeah.
What do you mean if?
Shabbos, you can use that talus.
Yeah, you can use that talus and you can make a broch on it. No problem, you can make a broch on it. But the Mishnah Berurah says, straight away, Motzei Shabbos, you have to make sure that you make all the other ksharim. Why do you have to make all the other ksharim? So you'll tell me because you need to have five ksharim. Mishnah Berurah said nothing need five ksharim because you need shlish gedil, the shnei shlish onav. And the Mishnah Berurah said if you don't do that, if you don't get the third gedil and two thirds onav loose, you're over al divrei chachamim. So very very sharp a loshon Mishnah Berurah this. You call the over al divrei chachamim. So that's why if you only make one chulia, so you haven't got a third of your tzitzis is not gedil, because you've got chesi. Let's say your tzitzis are 30 centimeters. So then you made one section. So this one section maximum is a chesi 3 centimeters. So you've got more on off than gedil, and mela it's no good. And you call the oiva al divrei chachamim. Very sharp and mishburid. Yeah, you love them to speak in Shabbos. But what's the Shabbos?
And when you say Ksharim, you mean Tukshorim.
Tukshorim, yeah. You make Tukshorim. So now, have a look at most people's sitzes. Have a look at most people's sitzes, and you'll measure them, especially the sitzes of a Talis Godel. You'll measure them. I, I'm kamat zicher that most sitzes are not 30 centimeters, they're 40 centimeters, or if not 30, 40, they're 35. But none of them are none of them are meduktik a shlish gedil and shnei shlishi onof. So the chazanish, this is a nice lesson to hear from the chazanish. Chazanish said Chazal never meant to be machbit hamitzvahs on Eden. Chazal never meant to make a pressure with mitzvahs. And when they said shlish gedil, shnei shlish onof, they didn't tell you to take measure and work it out. If it's shlish gedil and shnei shlish onof, Chazal never meant with mitzvahs. Chazal never meant to put pressure on you. Never machbid on klal yisro. So it's the chazanish. It's an important chazanish. It's all the chumbas of the chazanish. Are not machbidim. So the chazanish says that they never meant to make a machbid on klal yisrael, and as long as within reason it looked like shlish gedil shnei shlish onof, then it's also okay. And then the chazanish goes further. He argues on the Mishnah Brura, and the Chazanish says that the whole hakpada is that the gedil shouldn't be more than a shlish. That is the hakpada of Chazal, that the gedil shouldn't be more than a shlish. But if it's less than a shlish, there's no hakpada. So in other words, the Chazanish is saying there is a maximum shear, that the maximum that the gedil can be is a shlish. But there's no minimum shear. So in other words, the Chazanish will argue on the Mishnah Brura, and he'll say that if you make it before Shabbos, you just make one chulia, you can keep it Matzah Shabbos as well, you're not over Divrei Chachomim, you're fine. Azoizok the Chazanish. But the Maisa, the Mishnah Brura Tainas, I've got two remors. In remorse state law that there is a problem if the on-off is longer than the gedil. He's masking to it. And the remorse state has it. Yeah, so that you have to know, that even according to the Mishnah Brura, the Mishnah Brura is also masking that you don't have to take out your tape measure and work it out exactly. That it's not a ribua of tefillin, which nowadays you take out the... I don't know what they're called, the electric...
Challenges
set square. Yeah, which Mamish, work out the ribua, because there, even the Mishnah Brura also holds there, you don't have to take out those machines. As long as it looks meruba, it's...
I've like all the before, we call the set square.
What?
It's called the set
spring.
I don't know what
it's called. Yeah, nowadays I've done this electric one with the fractions. Yeah, they bring it down to the fractions of the millimeter.
No, it's not ordered before
when you push it. Yeah, no. The shayla is, what's in the chatchila? The shayla say the chatchila, you make it as meruba as possible. So it could be nowadays, it's changed. That's the shayla. So that's klar in Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura says you shouldn't make your sitzes exactly 28.8 centimeters. You should make them a bit longer. Why should you make them a bit longer? Number one, in the wash they shrink. They shrink in the wash. And it's very usual that sitzes get caught somewhere. So you give... Yeah, and that's why the chiv bedika on the sitzes every day, because sitzes are called asuyim liposik. It's usual that sitzes get snapped. So Mamela, the Mishnah Brura says you should make the sitzes a bit longer to give some leeway that in case it become possible, in case they get snapped. Oh, so now what? So lemay cigarette. So we've got a chazanish, which chazanish said the maximum of the shlish. But we see in the remor holds it's a minimum. The minimum shear of gedil has to be a shlish gedil and shnei shlish onf. So the Mishnah Brura very kindly has got a kula for us. And the Mishnah Brura says on the remor, Ayin bia mashal al asmag. Now, It didn't tell us what it says in the Mashal. But if you check up in the Mashal on the Smag, the Mashal says a very important halacha. A very important halacha. The Mashal says, Avada, that the Id halacha has to be a shlish gedil, a third of it has to be made out of knots, and shnei shlish onof. And that is taka the mitzvah lechatchila, that's how tzitzis have to look, and if you don't do that, you're over al divrei chachomim. But the Mashal says, if you've got that shear of shlish is measured on the minimum shear of tzitzis. That means the minimum shear of tzitzis is yud beis goydlin. So what's the shear of gedil? The shear of gedil is dalet goydlin. So the Mashal says, it's not a minimum, it's not a shear of shlish gedil of my tzitzis, it's a shear of shlish gedil of the minimum size of tzitzis. And the yoyis, the minimum size of tzitzis is yud beis goydlin, yud beis exporus. So mamela, the gedil has to be dalet goydlin. But that's the minimum shear for the gedil, is dalet goydlin, dalet exporus. But if I make my tzitzis longer, and I keep to the gedil is dalet goydlin, even though it's not a third of my tzitzis, I make my tzitzis 40 centimeters, but the gedil, let's say the shear chazanish, is 9.6 centimeters, so then it's fine, because I made it the shlish gedil of the shear of tzitzis. I don't need shlish gedil of my tzitzis, it's a shlish gedil of the shear of tzitzis. So the Mashal says that if my gedil is 9.6 centimeters according to the Chaznish, or according to the Chaim Noah, 8 centimeters, I can make my tzitzis as long as I want, and there's no problem. So Mamela, this Mashal, a very important Mashal, I think this Mashal Klal Yisrael took on. Yeah, because if you look at most people's sitzes, the on-off is way, way bigger than two-thirds of the gedil.
Sometimes the thread is a little bit...
With not even at the end.
Phrase.
Yep. Phrase at the end.
It tells you to be curved.
Yeah.
When it's straight, you measure it when it's straight.
But one thing you do have to make sure that this is an important point. That if you have thin sitzes, sometimes the gedil works out, it's less than 9.6 centimeters. Yeah, it's very possible. The sitzes that use on the Talis Gadol, the thicker sitzes, so those it works out to be a 9.6 centimeters gedil. But sometimes on the if you're using thinner sitzes, then it works out to be less than the shlish gedil, less than the 9.6, there you have to be careful already. There you have to be careful. According to the Mishbura, there you'll have to be careful. To make sure... Or you make the krichas wider. Yeah, you'll have... That point, you'll have to be careful. Just another small nakuda. I thought we'll get through more today, but we didn't. Another small nakuda. There's another halacha that tzitzis have to be tluya al akonos. They have to be hanging down on the corner. Now, so the halacha is how tzitzis tluya al akonos. If you got your tzitzis hanging down like this, they are tluya al akonos. They bang onto the corner. Yeah, if you sit at Tluya Konof like this, so they're banging on the knocking on, not banging, they're knocking on the corner. But if your sitzes are like this, they're not Tluya ala Konof, not hanging, not hitting the corner. They have to be hitting the corner.
Did you just make two holes?
Two holes is worse.
What?
Yeah, makes it worse. That, so let's speak about one hole. Yeah, one hole. You have to make sure that the sixes are on the side of the baguette and they're hitting the corner. Now the important halacha is a talus gadol. A talus gadol. It depends how you wear your talus gadol. Yeah, if you wear talus gadol, how I think most people here in this room wear the talus gadol, put it on your shoulders. So then the side which will be tlui al konof will be the side of the tassels. The sitzes should be coming out on the side of the tassels, and with that they'll be tluya al konof. That's the talus gadol. Yeah, that's what you have to remember. Talus cotton is not the side of the tassels, it's the side not of the tassels. That's the tluya of the alakonov. And a talus gadol, the sitzes have to be coming out the sides of the tassels. But if you wear your talus, it drapes around you, so then there's a difference between the bottom sitzes and the top sitzes. The bottom sitzes should be on the side of the tassels, and the top sitzes shouldn't be on the side of the tassels, because that's how when it'll be tlui al konof that way. Now the important halacha in Mishabura says the important halacha, this halacha that it has to be tlui al konof is not only when you're wearing the sitzes, it's also when you make the sitzes, because we learn it out of a pasuk, not now sitzes al konof. That it has to be tluya al konof. So when is menosnu al tzitzis ha konof? When I'm making them. So the Mishabura says an important halacha that when I'm making the tzitzis, it has to be tluya al konof.
Side, how are you going to wear your talus?
Yeah, it's a side of how I'm going to wear this talus. That's what the Mishabura says. The way I'm going to wear this talus, that's how I have to make the tzitzis.
So much for Sfarim doing it.
He should also be doing it. Yeah, he should also be making the sixes on al konof. Now it's a very important halacha this, because the Prima Godim again has got a shaila. If you didn't make al konof, you made out the bottom and then you moved it to the side, which is a psul of tassulim and also to it. Yeah, he clears a shaila, the maizah Prima Godim says it's kosher. But we will see from the shaila of Tassel Bloim and Osui, it's not Stam Epsa'inian, this is, could be, it's a Ikuv Lechatchila, to make the sitzes to Luya, to make the sitzes to Luya, to Luya Lekonf.
Which
do not?
Two dots.
Now you want to know how two holes came about. Yeah, two holes came about. There is a Balaita brings down a Sifri. Yeah, people we know it as Ariza. Yeah, it's a Machlekes Rishonim this, and the Bisyosef brings down this Balaita. The Balaita says if you make one hole, so then if you look at this side of the baguette, I see a sitzes hanging here. I look at the other side of the baguette, I also see a sitzes hanging here. So it looks. By looking at each side of the baguette, I see sitzes. So it looks like eight sitzes. As I state in Balaita, it looks like eight sitzes.
Why do we make a talus gadol? We don't.
Oh. So it looks like eight sitzes. So Mamela, the Balaita said, make two holes, and you'll only see sitzes on one side of the baguette.
Yeah,
that's it.
For another reason.
What?
I get the count problem.
Right. So how do you get to Luya Lakov? Yeah. Now the Mishabura says, bring down the Prima Godin, how do you get it? So the Mishabura says that this hole, I mean, the one hole you make it over here, the other hole you make it very close to the edge of the baguette. Make it very close to the edge of the baguette. And a mailer, you'll bend your the big gap between the two holes. And a mailer, you'll bend towards the konof. And a mailer, that'll be called tluya. That'll be tluya lekonof. Right, that's Adosh Tetem, Adosh Tetem Mishabrura from Primagodim, and Atzachayim, and Adosh Tetem Chazanish. But, the halacha is that tzitzis have to be, the neck has to be lemala mikesha goydel. Yeah, kesha goydel is from over here, from the knuckle of the thumb to the top of the thumb, to the siporium, sorry. To the nail, from the knuckle of the thumb to the nail.
The top of the nail.
No, the bottom. The bottom of the nail. Yeah. So the Mishabrura says that which hole, when you make two holes, which hole has to be within Kesher Agoidum and which one can be higher, which one can be lower. So the Mishabrura says. That's only the second hole. Only the second hole has to be in the mal and the kesher goydel, but the first one can be by the edge. So a mela, you can get tluy al konov. You make a big gap and a big tluy al konov. But there is those which argue on the mishabura, and they say that the outer hole has to be the mal and the kesher goydel. So now if they want to be yotze kol adeis. They want to be yotze kol. The nowadays talis, which have got two holes. They want to be yotze kol adeis. They want to be yotze mishabura, and they want to be yotze. They want to make sure that within the b'chaim nor the second hole to be yotze mishabura. They want to be yotze b'chaim nor as well. So in the end, they get a very small gap in between the two holes, and the mela they're stuck for the mela they're stuck with a din of kesher or luya al kon. Yeah, very stuck. What? If what? No, it's not al kon.
It's not al kon.
No, if you move it slightly to the side, you might get it. It's very slow. Very slow. Oh. So,